Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney is thinking long-term about a cure to the wave of unrest following the death of George Floyd. He's formed a steering committee focused on reconciliation.
We will include civic and faith leaders, youth, as well as representatives of community-based organizations and members of our LGBTQ community.
The mayor says it's become clear that his administration and everyone in public service needs to find a better way to listen.
We, myself included, need to specifically hear the voices of those who have been silenced for far too long. Men and women of color.
After meeting with leaders in Philadelphia and Harrisburg, Governor Tom Wolf announced several actions to improve law enforcement relations with the community and strengthen training and accountability.
I need to show that I'm listening. All of us here in Harrisburg need to show that people are being heard. So today, I'm taking steps to address concerns about longstanding violence and oppression against Pennsylvanians of color.
The governor outlined numerous actions directed at meaningful reforms, including a thorough review and revision of use of force training. Many of the actions are based on the 21st Century Policing Task Force created in 2015 under President Obama in response to the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, that set off weeks of protests. First, his statue was removed. Now the owners of the Frank Rizzo mural in South Philadelphia say the looming image of the former mayor is being replaced.
The mural will be covered over with a paint coating, and then a new mural will be worked on pretty expeditiously.
Michelle Gambino is the acting business manager of the South 9th Street Business Association. In a statement, the group says it's time to put up a new image to help the black community heal. Montgomery County Commissioner Joe Gale has been censured by fellow commissioners for a statement he put out earlier this week where he called Black Lives Matter a left-wing hate group and accused the organization of domestic terrorism. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports.
Montgomery County Commissioner Val Arkush says if a county employee printed such a statement on county letterhead, they'd likely be fired. But a state law says a county commissioner can only be removed by the state legislature. She says a censure is the most they can do.
Frankly, I wish that we had the power to do more. If we did, I would take it.
Anger from the community was evident in 30-plus people who lashed out at Gale during more than an hour of public comment. Gale says,
I will not be bullied and pushed around for speaking the truth.
In addition to condemning Gale's statement, the resolution also directs Commissioner Gale to comport himself to a standard of conduct, which at bare minimum the county requires of its own employees, or if he will not, he should resign. Philadelphia Health Commissioner Tom Farley says the data supports the city is ready to move to the yellow phase of the state's reopening plan. Daycare centers, offices, and retail stores are among the businesses permitted to resume operations Friday with safety guidelines in place.
It involves masks, barriers like the plexiglass you might see at cash registers, distancing, reducing crowds in buildings, so no more than 5 people per 1,000 square feet.
Resumption of city services have been pushed back from Saturday to Monday, and outdoor dining won't return until June 12th. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy is laying out the rules non-essential retailers will have to follow when they're allowed to reopen June 15th.
All retail establishments must limit the number of customers in their stores to 50% of their approved capacity. Additionally, both customers and employees will be required to wear face coverings, with the exception of those who have medical reasons for not doing so.
Murphy says stores also have to set aside special hours for people at high risk, put up physical barriers between customers and cashiers, and sanitize areas used by employees on a regular basis. The Archdiocese of Philadelphia will resume public celebrations of Mass this weekend with some new rules.
We're going to ask that people sit every other pew or every third pew in church. And family groups, of course, can sit together. There's no social distancing required for a family group.
Father Dennis Gill, director of the Archdiocese Office for Divine Worship, says there will be another requirement before you enter the church.
We're also asking the faithful to wear a face covering. Our priests and liturgical ministers will not be wearing face coverings at all. And for the reception of Holy Communion, they will remove the mask before they receive Holy Communion.
Gill says once a church reaches up to 50% of its capacity, no one else will be allowed to enter. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.